بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The following is a part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with Friday prayer leaders from across the country in the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniyah on July 27, 2022.
There are many concepts of the revolution that we once proclaimed, followed, and are still following to this day. The Friday prayer leader should be able to convey these great concepts in today's language and in the language of the younger generation. Issues such as the issue of justice, the issue of independence, the issue of helping the poor, the issue of following religious laws, and matters that are among the principles and foundations of the revolution. You are the spokesman of the revolution. Sermons should be meaningful and enlightening. They should answer the people's main questions. There are questions that you can answer in your sermons without even mentioning the question. You can answer the questions that are in people's minds with your sermons. The language used in sermons should be sincere, friendly, unifying, and promising. Your sermons should be promising. Every word you say in your sermons can be an example of the verse, "He it is who sent down tranquility into the hearts of the believers, that they may have more faith added to their faith." The Quran, Surah 48, verse number 4.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
However, it is also possible your sermons become a cause of anxiety and concern. Concern is not always a bad thing, but your words may cause worry, fear, or hopelessness. The way you speak can lead to both of these feelings. Sermons should be promising and insightful. They may sometimes have other effects. You may say things that the enemies can use as an excuse to say things against you. One of the things our sermons need to do is to confront the continuous doubts and rumors that our enemies are spreading. As I said, the battlefield we are in today is a soft war battlefield, and the enemy's soft weapon is instilling doubts. What does instilling doubts mean? We have a nation of people who have stood up for this revolution with complete faith and belief. They've sacrificed their lives. They have strived, endeavored, and led this revolution to success. Our people defended our country for 8 years during the imposed war, and then against the constant seditions of the enemies. They have been present whenever they were needed. This is the kind of people we have. Now, if our enemies want to destroy this strong fortress or cause it any harm, what should they do? They have to attack the people's faith. They have to cause controversies regarding their beliefs.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.